If granted, it will be the first time a state agency has received a research lease for the Outer Continental Shelf. Data obtained through this research would be available to the public and help companies determine the viability of future renewable energy production off Virginia's coast. Deputy Secretary of Energy and Natural Resources, Maureen Mattson.
This is a very real step that will advance the actual development of offshore wind off the coast of Virginia.
Before the lease is granted, the state needs to submit their plan for activities in the lease area, and the federal government must submit a negotiable agreement on the lease terms. The lease could be issued as early as the end of this year, though if the research proves fruitful, the placement of commercial windmills off Virginia's coast would be at least 5 years away.
The economics are challenging because, of course, the people who finance those sorts of things want to invest in something cheap and quick, and that would be natural gas right now.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.